We are back once again, and this is I Am Live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM on a Friday evening. We're very excited about the weekend, looking forward to making sure that we live it large. And Charles, I know for you it's not the same because you used to be the one who mentions this a lot, but it for me to today mm-hmm. today was a half day Friday. and also payday Friday, but since you're all the way in the Western Cape, it's a lot more different for you now. But all the same, I'm sure you get more excited about Fridays than I do. Because, I mean, you're in the Western Cape, right? And there's so much to do.
Yeah, but remember, I'm also in the church planting and church phase. So the weekends is the busiest part of my week. That's the first thing that I noticed when I started working full-time for a church.
Actually being the boss full-time of a church.
It sounds weird saying the boss. But yeah, being a pastor in a church, weekend is my busiest time.
Oh, wow. That is actually quite interesting, hey? Yeah, that is quite interesting.
Yeah, but it makes that I enjoy weekends a lot more.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you wouldn't believe it, but it looks like the winter has arrived in the Western Cape. Our maximum temperature for tomorrow, I think, is 17 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow. That's not something to be excited about.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. No. So, anyways, as we know, the world has changed. We're coming from a past where, you know, people used to live life a lot differently than what we do today. The world used to look a lot differently. And now I'm not even talking about way back before I was born. I'm even talking about during my lifetime as a millennial. Now, I know that if you're a baby boomer, you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, you millennials know nothing. You know, there was a time when phones didn't even have buttons. You know, when you used to use that roller, you know, you remember that thing, Charles, where you used to press one and then you roll it and then you let it go. Have you ever used one of those?
Yep.
I'm sure, but you were probably very young when you were using those, right?
Those machines, yes.
Yes. Well, they're phones, Charles. They're not machines.
Sorry about that. I'm talking.
No problem.
Because they are wired, we tend to think they're a machine. Yeah, I think I was about 3 years old, if I remember correctly, when we still had one. And I clearly remember the excitement when we got a new phone in which we didn't have to do that with. Clearly remember.
I see. Yeah, so this actually marks a very significant point, right? Or it stresses a very significant point. When you think about the fact that you and I shall, in fact, not even looking at our parents, just you and I, we experienced two very different worlds of technology, because I don't know what they used to call those phones, the ones that when you press one, you roll it, then it comes back and goes, then you have to press the next number, then wait, press and circle the next number. I don't know what they actually call those phones, but my point is that between you and I, you experienced certain technologies that I did not experience, because my experience with the phone was phones with buttons, right? And that, now imagine how the difference must be between baby boomers and millennials. Like when baby boomers were, for example, 10 or 11 or 13, what technologies excited them? Now think of the fact that now from baby boomers all the way to Gen Zs, those are four generations. They're four generations apart, right? Because it's baby boomers. No, it's three generations apart, because it's baby boomers, millennials, then Gen Zs. We're not even moving further from the Gen Zs. So you can imagine how the space and the leap that technology has made, and so many jobs that used to be unimaginable during when baby boomers were still teenagers. Nowadays, those jobs are the very sought after jobs. I actually was listening to a podcast today that was talking about how being a YouTuber is one of the most sought after jobs in the world. Like, there are people who are aspiring to become YouTubers, and many, many people who are succeeding at that job, making money, making deals with companies. Those are jobs that a person couldn't even dream of, right? Starting your company and using your room to make your living. You don't need your office, and your workspace is your room. That was just stuff of dreams. And nowadays you have this Kenyan girl. I actually forgot her name. I must actually find her because she's so big now. I remember seeing her on YouTube, on a Netflix, on the Netflix YouTube channel. She's become so big. I just forgot her name. I just forgot her name. Hopefully, I'll come across her and then I'll remember her. But my point is, there are people who have created careers even here in our own home, on our African soil, on YouTube and on Instagram and on Facebook, and that's where people are making their living. Now, this then begs the question, right? And I'm not trying to point fingers at YouTube alone, but there's many, or even the social media platforms. There's many other types of jobs that didn't exist a while ago. I mean, even our job, Charles, just being radio presenters. I'm sure you can imagine there was a time when our jobs were not even a thing. People just used to read newspapers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it is a very important thing to think about. Seeing the fact that jobs are evolving, right? New jobs are presenting themselves, then it begs the question of how do you as an individual prepare yourself for the coming future, for jobs of tomorrow? Because for one, you can imagine that if you're a person who is not good, you don't have a good relationship with the camera, you don't have very good maybe elocution lessons in terms of speaking eloquently, you might not do that good on YouTube. And I say might because those aren't the only strengths you need. You also need very good personal discipline, because when you're working for yourself on YouTube, it means that you, or on Instagram, or on TikTok, or on whatever the platform may be, or on Facebook, when you're working for yourself on any one of those platforms, it takes a huge amount of discipline. And I don't know, and Charles, I know that you know a thing or two about discipline, because you were raised in a, your dad was quite militant. And I want you to speak a bit on how the importance of when you don't have someone looking over your shoulder like a boss, you are the one who needs to get up and actually make the decision to do the work, because if you don't, you don't eat. What are your thoughts on that?
There's two things that come to mind. It's exactly that which you said now, is that when you're working for yourself on social media, or the, not that the term work for yourself is not actually used, I don't know, probably better to call yourself, if you'll see yourself as an influencer on TikTok or Instagram or wherever, you need the discipline, because the algorithm on YouTube is very interesting. If you don't post public videos, they will not star your videos. That's just one of the things. So the moment you don't make videos regularly, you are falling down the most watch list or priority list or whatever, meaning you will get less views, less ads, less money in your pocket. But there's
Exactly.
also a thing that's very, very important, I believe, and that is also to rest discipline, or to discipline in your calendar or something, time to rest, because it's very easy for you to become well,
Burnout.
suffocated almost by YouTube burnout. Yeah, but this consumed, that's the word. You get so consumed with this persona that you need to have, because people don't want to go onto YouTube and not see you live the way that they want to see you live the way.
Exactly.
Because you literally are, you reach celebrity status and they expect certain things of you. I'm
Yeah.
thinking of that Liza, who's that girl that was, she's quite funny. She's quite big on YouTube, and she makes Liza Dushku or something. I can't
Oh,
remember her
she's
name. But she's
American.
got these funny videos. Yes,
Oh,
the little
yes, she.
brown girl, I think, is her tagline.
Yes, I see her. The one who has
But
like she's doing big things like movies and has a show and stuff like that now.
yeah, she's big now. She's massive.
Yeah.
Well, started with YouTube. But I can just imagine if you meet her in public, because she actually just led a normal life while having million subscribers on YouTube, your immediate reaction would be you want her to be this funny now. You want her to be that persona that she has.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
I just see how tiresome that can be. So that's why I say part of discipline is also the fact that you need solitude, you need rest, and you need some time away from the social media scene.
Yeah, no, I completely understand what you mean. Now it is important for us to just say as a side note, right, the fact that we're not trying to say, look, these jobs that we're talking about are real and they're actually benefiting these people who are influencers and who are YouTubers are actually in reality making more money than those who have 9 to 5s. And obviously you might be thinking to yourself, but there's a lot more risk involved and it's not a job that one you might actually be thinking it's not a job that one can rely on. And you might have a point to a certain extent, right? So, and by that I mean that what we're not trying to say that quit trying to pursue your accounting degree, stop trying to pursue your engineering degree, stop trying to pursue your, civil engineering or whatever it is that, or construction management, whatever it is that you're pursuing, or psychology. We're not trying to say stop pursuing it. What we are trying to say is that it is important for us to expand our horizon. The future is going to demand it. In other words, don't be content with just being a marketer. Don't be content with just being a psychologist. Don't be content with just being an engineer, because the world is moving to a space now where people actually are less faithful to companies and are more faithful to individuals. So companies have even come to learn this. Did you know that Dunkin' Donut, Charles?
Yes.
Yeah, you
Yes.
know that they actually no longer called Dunkin' Donuts now. It's actually d just Dunkin'. And they actually have their own TikTok channel.
And they've got an ambassador for that channel.
They actually, not even an ambassador, they actually have their own employees making videos during work time. So the people that work for them
Amazing.
use their phones to make videos, and they have hundreds of thousands of views on TikTok. And a lot of companies are beginning to catch on to that. Now, ask yourself this question. If a company as big as Dunkin' Donuts, right, think about this. If a company as big as Dunkin' Donuts believes so much in the power that influencers have that they're beginning to turn their employees into influencers. Now imagine how long it will take for other companies to begin to catch on. Like you're actually starting to see it now that companies are literally buying influencers and their brands, giving them millions in order for them to endorse their brands. Like Spotify has bought a number of YouTube podcasters, and you find that other platforms as well, So the question then becomes this, and I think this makes this conversation very practical, right? When you think about the fact that in future, you're going to find companies now putting it as part of the CV. Are you able to make social media videos? That's going to become a very big norm and the normal standard. And I'm not sure if you shall, in your opinion, do you see that happening in the near future?
Yes, most definitely. Because we all need to work on a certain degree of presentability, and that COVID fast-forwarded that like 10 years, probably like a decade. Because now all of a sudden you need to see how you look on Zoom and the likes, and everyone started using virtual webcams and upping the Zoom game. You understand, and see how that looks. And I think people, if you do that properly, do Zoom and Skype and stuff properly, the chances are that companies will employ you because you are presentable.
Exactly. So this is basically to say that we're gonna have to start accumulating new skills. And it's not a scary thing. For me, I think it's very fun, right? I mean, it's something that generations of past or of old didn't really consider. The fact that it might actually be important that during your spare time, not during times when you're seriously focusing on your major course, right? Focus on your major course and finish your major course. Definitely spend time studying something that you know is going to ground you and something that's going to pay you financially. Because these things we're talking about, these are emerging industries, and you can't, it is not always wise for you to put all of your faith in an emerging industry. We will in the future start to see more and more companies hire people because of their people skills, because you're able to communicate with a camera or with an audience through a camera better. That's going to become a future requirement, right? I mean, I'm actually looking at the Duncan Instagram page right now, and they have 2.5 million followers. Just think about that. 2.5 million followers, and literally almost every video they have are their own employees. And as a result, other people have joined in and actually have helped Duncan make these videos, because that's the culture within TikTok. If you do it and you do it good, we'll follow. We'll also do it and spread it and share it. And also, there's this thing on TikTok called a duet, meaning, let's say, for example, Charles, you make a video combing your beard and you're like, I like my beard, watch me comb it. And then I'll actually take your video and put my video next to it. TikTok allows me to do this, and then imitate you while I comb my beard and tell people exactly what you're saying. Look at my beard. I like my beard. Watch me comb it. And then that video goes viral, and people after people after people begin to do duets, and that's how your product spreads. Next thing you know, you get the Charles Beard shampoo, or Charles Beard gel, or Charles Beard cream, or something like that, right? This, like, honestly speaking, this is a reality. This is the world that we live in right now. So the point is, it's important for you to consider taking some time to study some extracurriculars, right? In my opinion, honestly, I think for me, in conclusion, the one thing I will say is, this is not only about the conversation we're having is not only about how to become an influencer. This is basically about us learning to think in terms of what the world is becoming. Because here's a basic example, right? We mentioned before that Apple is basically working on an electric vehicle, right? We know that Tesla
Yes.
already has electric vehicles. VW already is selling electric vehicles. Now, imagine what's going to happen once they make electric trucks that have autonomous driving. Imagine what's going to happen to the trucking industry as a whole, right? Or to the logistics industry as a whole. Imagine Transnet. You coming to Transnet, Charles, and saying, I've got five electric vehicles. They consume less fuel and they don't require any driver. You understand how attractive and appealing that is to a company as big as Sasol or Transnet. These vehicles drive themselves. They don't get into accidents unless someone bumps into them, right? And even that's difficult because they can see you coming.
Yeah.
You understand what I
But I
mean?
mean, how many people at the beginning of middle of 2020 were still comfortably working at Musica? And I don't want to name and shame the company now, but you understand what I mean. That was a good, there was a decent
I don't
company
know
to
why
work for.
you always think of it as you naming and shaming. I don't think it's naming and shaming at all, hey? I think it's good to mention when such things it, I think it's also what you're referring to is similar, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's similar to what happened to Blockbuster, right? In comparison to
Yes,
Netflix.
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you're very, very
Yes.
right, Charles. Very, very right. Yeah, go on.
No, so it's we thought that was a good opportunity. Pastors, for instance, if I can bring myself into this, pastors never thought it, they need to understand social media. Now
Exactly.
all of a sudden, you need to have a church and you need to be presentable on social media, and then for a long stage, you couldn't have someone in your house helping you. You needed to do it by yourself. And the churches with social media or the churches with a pastor that was easily presentable are unfortunately one that's getting the views now.
Exactly.
That's not what church is about, but you understand what I mean. That's just the way we've changed it. And I remember when I did youth counseling at the church in Centurion, and people came to me and said, "Listen, I don't know what I needed to study." I just had the exact same advice, and I don't know whether it's good advice or bad advice, but I just told everyone to heed to this advice and say, see if it's possible for you to study something that computers won't be doing in the next 10 or 15 years.
Yes.
And that there's so the guys that's doing software development and software programming, they will forever tell the computers what to do, but they will also not, the guys that's doing engineering, for instance. That's something that a computer will probably be doing in the not too distant future.
I completely agree,
I
hey?
remember I've got a friend who's a draftsman. In other words, they do the drafting for engineering companies. Engineers just type in details nowadays on computer assistant drawing on the TurboCAD and AutoCAD and stuff. He's almost unemployed because it's a field that's very fast dissipating. It's decreasing because people no longer find the need to have a draftsman.
Can you believe it? Sure. Now, honestly speaking, these are things to think about now, because it's not to say that you need to change your entire life overnight. But if you start working on these skills now, putting money aside to take yourself through a course that's going to prepare you for the coming future, because there's a lot of futurists, and I hate using the term futurists because I don't believe being a futurist is actually a thing. But there are people who study how the world where the world is now, and they make predictions as to where the world is moving towards, which then can actually give you a sense of what you need to be focused on. Like myself, I watch a lot of videos on YouTube that talk about the coming economy, right? And as a result, it has actually made me realize what things I need to be strengthening right now. Even though I'm going to learn coding, and I want to know how to program, create software, because that's where the money is right now. But I'm also preparing myself where the money will be in the future. And so that means learning to do certain things that you might have not considered in the past. So attending elocution classes, attending painting classes, attending singing classes, attending acting classes, because acting is becoming one of the most in-demand industries in the world. Acting is one of the most influential, and I can honestly speaking, say that Christianity needs more good films and good actors and actresses. I honestly can say that because I would love to support more Christian films. So yes, this is just something that you need to sit down and consider. So the question we're going to leave with you is, how are you going to prepare yourself for the coming future? So do stay tuned for our devotion. It is not over yet. We're going to take a little bit of a breather and be back right after this.